Can you dig it?
I can dig it. Can you dig it? We can dig it. Can y'all dig it? To Retro Gaming Revelry episode 198.
This is a podcast where two drunken quarantined fools play retro games for your amusement. I am quarantined fool number one. My name is Jerry.
And I am quarantined fool number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're not really going to be playing a game that features any quarantining, but we're going to be playing Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse on the Sega Genesis.
Damn right.
Should be pretty sweet. But before we get to it, how's it going this crazy week, Drake?
It's crazy times out there.
It really is.
You know, just following the rules for the most part.
And for the most part, but you're over here right now.
I'm over here, but still, we're in a group of just two of us.
We've
both essentially been self-isolating, like social distancing and everything.
I did go to the grocery store today for the first time in a week. Yeah, I left my apartment.
People still need to go to the grocery store.
I know.
You just got to be careful. Like, you know, grab your shit. Don't touch your face while you're touching other shit. Come home. Wash your hands. I really have not gone pretty much anywhere either other than the grocery store one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, following the rules, doing my part to save the world.
I have a feeling in a few days, and some of you might already be in this. Actually, by the time this comes out, we might be in this, but we might in full shut-in mode, full lockdown. What do they call it? Shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
Yeah, shelter in place. So this is just so crazy. I just can't believe this is actually happening.
Crazy time we're living through.
It really is. But
like,
we'll
get through
this.
I keep seeing these like memes and stuff, like one on Reddit where it's like, you know, it's 35, and I have a son, and he says, "Hey, Dad, do you want to?" Or I say, "Hey, son, grab me a beer." And he says, "Corona, okay?" And then the guy just like fades to a flashback
He
hears the word Corona.
I saw a great meme.
Oh my God!
A great meme that was Corona. My God! a great one was it was Captain Picard and Wesley standing next to one of the doors, and Wesley's on the Enterprise, and Wesley's going, "Why don't any of our doors have handles?" And Picard goes, "Well, Wesley, let me tell you about 2020. And I just thought, oh, God, it's so true. Like, nobody wants to touch anything. Nobody wants to fucking, like, this is just so weird.
I know.
And revelers, we hope you all are staying safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Bad news for me. I just found out today I lost my job. So that's happening. I got to figure that out. I didn't really lose it. I just can't do it until August. So I don't know if I can't make it, you know, I can't make it that long without working. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
It's scary times. Scary times for everybody.
It is.
But yeah, we hope you're staying safe out there.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think the world might look different on the other side.
It might.
It'll be basically the same, but a lot of, There could be a lot of places you used to love that no longer exist.
Right.
Because
you
just can't afford to
stay open.
Survive.
Yeah. It's super weird. But
it is super weird. I don't know.
Let's play some
Anyways, let's lighten it up.
Yeah.
We're here to, because you guys have enough serious shit going on in your lives.
Right.
So we're going to get drunk and play video games.
Yes, we
while
are.
While you guys listen to us.
Jurek, tell the revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
Well, I'm quarantined at home.
So fuck yes.
I mean, I keep trying to find something that, you know.
I keep thinking, like, I need to start, like, trying to beat some NES games or, like, you know, doing, some crazy, you know, trying to do a speed run or something.
So funnily enough, so I was like, what game am I, like, you know, fairly good at and stuff? So I was like, Super Nintendo's Aladdin, I'm actually good at.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, just play it the way I play it.
And see how long
time
it takes
it,
you.
See what it takes. And I beat it in about 30 minutes,
and what's
a little
the,
less,
what's
which
the world
puts
record?
Me at like 120th place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
As far as speedruns.com says, world record is like 17 minutes or
is
maybe,
that
maybe 14.
Is
no,
that
I think it's,
or?
I think, I don't know that there's, I should watch it, but I think it's pretty straight through. Just
there must
like,
be a trick to move fast.
I think
though.
Yeah, maybe. But like I did find out. Like you jump backwards well, or granted, it is. Because there's only three speedruns of it, but I found out I can just my casual playthroughs put me in third place in the game Journey on PS4.
What? Nice.
Because it's just not a game you can speedrun, really.
Oh, okay.
At least not glitchless. There's a weird glitches you can do, and that has more people, because, but that.
So, like, how long does a run of Journey take?
I just did it the other day in 49 minutes.
49 minutes.
And the
okay.
record is 44.
Holy shit. 49 so, puts you in third place, though? Yeah. Sweet, dude. You could,
I mean, out of three.
Maybe, well, still, but you might.
I know. I'm like, should I? If I, go for the if record, I can shave, dude. Like, 5 or 6 minutes off, you know?
I mean, and honestly, it, there's probably loads of speedrunning records that people could just beat.
Probably.
Like, if you just put just a little time
to
it. Just
be able to fucking, like, record it and yeah. submit it.
As long as you're not speedrunning Super Mario Brothers 3, you know, right. like, or what a game that everybody's going to be yeah. playing. Like. Like, I wonder, maybe we'll find out later what the speedrun time
indeed.
Of Castle of Illusion is. Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, so I beat Ori and
oh,
the Will of the
oh,
Wisps.
Yeah. How was it?
It's really good. It's
little
broken
hesitation.
As shit.
Oh, is it super broken?
Well, not broken. It's just, yeah, it just does not run well, the performance. It freezes. It stutters and just, like, sometimes it just, like, randomly, oh, now it's just going to freeze for 10 seconds and get going again. And it's just...
Have you read about it all? Do they have
yeah,
plans for a patch?
Well, like, yeah, but it just... It blows my mind. This game should not have been released
right,
in this condition in the first place. Like, a lot of achievements are fucking broken and
like,
glitched.
Like you get
I didn't even get the achievement for beating the game, even though I
even
did.
Even though you beat the game?
It didn't unlock.
Is that because you were on the wrong difficulty or something?
No,
or?
It just says, finish the game. There's one for finish the game on hard, which obviously I didn't get, but there's one that's just finish the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people are saying the same thing. They didn't get the achievement for beating the game.
Wow.
They've got all collectibles, and they didn't get
the
achievement for that.
Yeah.
Which I do.
You got
that
one?
I got those.
Okay.
I 100%ed it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because it is an extremely beautiful game, and when it's playing smoothly, it's awesome. But it's just every now and then it's just so infuriating.
So this
when
might be
shit
a game...
doesn't work the way it should. This might be a game if you didn't get it yet and you really want
to
play
wait
Ori
6 months.
I
to
might
a year.
You might wait a little bit.
Yeah, at least
they should get it fixed within the next couple weeks.
Yeah,
I feel
you'd think
like.
So, but nobody's at work anymore. So
but the good thing with this company that makes Ori. Moon Studios, they actually do not have a home-based studio. They all work from home already.
Oh, holy
or, like,
shit.
Around the world, and then they, like, submit their stuff and, like, communicate. Like, from my understanding, they are essentially, yeah, a studio made up of all over the place that doesn't have a central location, and they do it that way. Like, okay, I did this and this and this, like, you... check that or like you build this level and then send it over to me and I'll add this to it.
So they're already built to work in this
they're
new
built
world.
To work in this society.
Right.
So
wow.
Who knows? Wow. So I'm hopefully
well, that's cool.
Hopefully a pad you know, hopefully by the time I play it
again?
Someday it will be better.
Yeah.
But it is awesome and it's still a fantastic game. Much bigger. It took me 20 hours.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The first one. I actually was, when I played the first one, I was playing through it and I was at this part and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And, you know, it's pretty challenging. And then I beat it and I was like, okay, what's next? And then the game just ended. And I was like, that was the end? I was not expecting that. It just like ended out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck? It was only like 8 hours or something,
right.
maybe six or I don't know. It was not that long. Maybe eight. I think it was 8 to 10. I put
it's
in that
about
game.
Yeah.
But cool.
I think the escape. There's a you know. There's still a few of the escape scene things. Those could have. Those were not great
in the new one.
In the new
okay.
one, they were. They just weren't hard. Like you know the first. You know the first time I played through, I think every single one of those escapes took me at least 30 to 40
oh,
tries,
God,
probably
yeah. like, it was
at minimum.
Tough.
Whereas
that
this
one
like
hard.
The first one I did it in. Two tries,
okay.
and like even the last one, which was more difficult, but as far as the escape, it took me 10 tries, maybe.
Right.
And there's boss fights, though, in this one. And
oh,
but those
okay.
were not
well, isn't
all
there
that...
boss fights in the other one?
No.
Yeah, you fight
really.
Bosses, don't
no, you just run away from them.
Oh, yeah, you just run away from them. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So, the boss fights weren't great. The overall, the minute to minute, the main gameplay and stuff is fantastic and all that. The attacking enemies, the combat's sweet.
Same art style and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same? Okay, cool.
The bosses, though, I didn't really care for, and the escape sequences were kind of
I mean, were the bosses hard, at least, or at least challenging?
Yeah, okay. A few of them, but, I mean, still, they didn't, you know, they didn't take me too many tries
right,
either.
Once you figure out their pattern.
I beat the final boss two tries, I think,
okay.
It took me or something.
Okay.
But...
And is it one of those those final boss fights that takes like an hour in itself?
It's not that, and at least it's like you whittle it away a little bit, and then because this game also it got rid of the save anywhere kind of thing, it introduces like checkpoints that just it saves automatically.
Okay.
Every now and then, and in the bosses, even if you die to it towards the end, you don't go back to the very beginning of the fight. You start at the previous, like you know, you whittle it down maybe a third of the way, and then it shifts into a different kind of.
Right.
Fight or whatever,
okay,
if you die after that point, you'll just go back to that
checkpoint. Oh, that's nice. At least there's boss checkpoints.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
But yeah,
cool.
You know, overall, still a fantastic game. I would say maybe, I would still probably say the first one is better.
Okay.
Overall.
What do you think the chances are this one comes to Switch?
Probably pretty good, but probably not for at least
a year. I mean, it's probably an Xbox timed exclusive at this point. Like, there is a timeline that they have in mind, at least.
Right.
They
I'm sure they
us,
have
but,
a plan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the last one came out on Switch, so I would think this one will.
Later, right?
Yeah.
Like, when did the first Ori come out? Like 2014 or something? 2015.
Maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, I would guess maybe after the new Xbox comes out, you know, they don't care as much then.
Right.
And maybe they'll be like, well, you know, we've got all these new exclusives and our new console, we can throw this one to Switch.
Right, right. Cool.
Because Nintendo, you know, is always that in between
right.
console generations thing.
Because they don't give a fuck. They
yeah.
do what they do.
But yeah.
Cool.
Ori.
Cool. Ori.
Sweet.
Excellent. Excellent.
Have you been playing?
Well, myself. Exit the Gungeon came out this week. Surprise, there was a Nintendo Indies Direct this week.
Was it a surprise that it was coming out this week?
Yeah,
that...
no, I didn't know. It was one of those, it was the last thing they revealed, and it was like, and it's available right after this.
Okay. I forgot to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Indie Showcase thing.
Yeah, it was... I don't know, this week sometime.
Is there anything else good on there?
No, nothing great. There was, what I was kind of excited to see was there was a lot more, it seems like a lot of indie games in the last few years have really been 2D side-scrollers. And, you know, that, in various art styles.
Yeah.
Some in HD, some in the 16-bit, you know, whatever it is. But there was a lot of, like, 3D platforming adventure games that were shown. So it seems like the... indie games are going a bit back in that direction, which I thought was cool. I don't know. I think the 2D platformer...
Our indie games now are into the
N64 era.
Phase.
Yeah. They're past the Super Nintendo phase now. So yeah, Exit the Gungeon, it's okay. It's no Enter the Gungeon, I'll tell you that much. In fact, Drick, watch me play a little bit earlier.
A little... I don't get it.
It's hard because it's a side scroller sort. I mean, you're riding in an elevator the whole time, and it is a side scroller. There's no up.
Yeah, I don't
you
get
know,
that.
You're always on the same plane, but it's still a twin stick shooter, and so it's hard to platform and twin stick shoot at the same time. I don't know. A trigger is jump and stuff, so like you can do it. It's just I want to map my controls completely differently, but they only let you rebind one fucking button, your shoot button. It can either be ZR or R, and that's your only options. And I'm like, what the fuck? I want to switch this around. I have a better control scheme, but no, they won't fucking let me do it. So I'm guessing that might come in a patch. I'm hoping it does.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get like it seems like it should just be big, like kind of 2D. Side-scrolling levels, then, where you pick up random guns.
Every run is a blessed run. So in the
first, in Enter the
Gungeon, you could unlock blessed mode, and you could do a blessed run if you want, where your gun changes every 15 seconds. In Enter the Gungeon, it's a blessed run, so it's just completely random what your gun becomes. In Exit the Gungeon, you have a combo counter, and I haven't quite worked out how the combo counter works yet. But the higher number on your combo counter, the better gun you'll get. And it's constantly switching. And then as soon as you, like as soon as you get hit, your combo counter starts all the way over at one again, and then you get the shitty guns again. So it's just like, what? How are you supposed to fucking? You basically got to do the whole thing without getting hit.
Yeah, that seems.
Even though they give you a ton of life, you know.
Yeah, like, it seems shitty that it's like, oh, you're not good enough, so we're gonna make it even harder.
Even harder.
You.
Yeah, yeah. It. I don't know. It's a little. I don't know. I think I'll put a little more time into it. I'm certainly not going to put 150 hours into it like I did with Enter the Gungeon, but I don't know. It still is Gungeon, and it still is fun to get the guns and be like, ah, this is great.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's still got a shit ton of guns, but it's just they randomly show up. And
a side-scrolling bullet hell is fucking hard. I don't know. For some reason, the top-down...
I just feel like the confined space makes it even harder.
It does. It does. And like I said, trying to platform while twin-stick shooting is tough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like, make it like, you know, Rogue Legacy...
Yeah.
Randomly generated rooms, but this whole big kind of map to go through.
Yeah.
Essentially, take Enter the Gungeon, make it side-scrolling.
Right. It would be sweet.
And it'd be great.
Yeah. But also this week, Jerry, it is finally happening.
Nothing else came out.
As we record this, it came out at, 11 p.m. our time, Central time last night. Animal Crossing New Horizons is out. It's literally the game of the century. It's the best thing I've ever fucking played. Actually, I don't know if that's true. But I have already put in about 7 or 8 hours into it. It is great. It's Animal Crossing, and it is exactly what the world needs right now.
Yeah.
A game that can just suck up time, and you can just, you know, live. You can live a life that's corona-free on your island.
For now.
I don't know. I mean, I do have some complaints, and you probably have more complaints
because
you got it for your girlfriend. But
I wanted to try it out kind of, too. But you can only have one island on your Switch.
Yeah,
so,
one
like,
island per Switch.
I need to be, you know, she started it already, and then I joined and was like, oh, I'm just on her island then.
So that's the problem is, like, nobody, the second player doesn't get the experience the first player had of, like, coming to the island. And, like,
and she had already gone through and taken all the fruit off the trees and collected any, like, little rocks and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have nothing
to do.
To fucking do.
Right. Right.
I mean, I collected a shit ton of weeds.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do.
I weeded the entire island and sold all of those weeds.
Yep, do that. And you were earning Nook Miles as you did that, though. Mm. So, I've weeded my entire island. I've actually progressed quite a bit in the 8 hours I've played. But,
right.
But I also know what I'm doing.
Me and Abby do not. She kept asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know.
If you guys have questions, seriously, like, honestly, I have nothing to do. So just give me a call and I would
be happy to
coach Animal Crossing. Because there's just like some
things. It's also fun just to figure it out.
It is. But there's some things that like you just don't know unless you know. And like I learned this stuff like on the GameCube version, you know.
Right.
But like if you plant a money bag, it'll grow a money tree.
Yeah,
you know, like.
I probably never in a million years would have done that.
Right, right. You know, and you want exotic fruits. There's your native fruits, but really you want to be growing exotic fruits because.
Can you plant multiple money trees or just one?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think in old games, I think it used to just be one.
I wonder if we can at least each plant one.
Maybe you can each plant one. I don't know. But, and like the money rock, there's a money rock every day. I don't know. There's just like things that I know and do that I just know that are there, you know. But God, is it fun? I just love fishing. I love catching bugs. I've got some fossils now. My museum is being built, and so I can't do any donations. So Jurek came over and I was playing it, and he's like, "What is all that?" It was like my stockpile
like
of fish, bugs
and
fossils
and fish and...
that need to go to the museum, but I have no place to put them, so they're just outside. They're just in this part
of the
forest.
You just like randomly find fossils. How do you find fossils?
They're, so when you're walking around, there'll
like
be
a
little.
Clue you see something.
You'll know when you see it. It's like. It looks like that's a spot that could be dug. Like it's like a little crack in the ground. You'll know it when you see it. And every day there's three, I don't know how it works with two players, but in past games. And as I found out today, every day there's three fossils to be found on your island. and they'll be in random spots. You just have to walk around and find them. That's why, like, it's if you weed everything, it's much easier to see the ground, and also it makes your island look much cleaner. And it's the thing to do. Pick up those weeds. Pick up those weeds, revelers.
Nobody likes weeds.
Nobody likes weeds. Well, we don't want nobody likes garden weeds. I'll tell you that much.
We don't want weeds in our bed.
You know what I'm saying, man?
I hear
you. It's an herb, man, like tea. little Bill Hicks humor there for the revelers. If you don't know who Bill Hicks is, R.I.P. Bill Hicks, but look him up. He's one of the greatest comedians of all
fucking
time.
Fucking fantastic.
Anyway, Animal Crossing, I love it so much. I've also played Smash, but blah, blah, blah. Who cares? anyway, though, Drick, this week, I feel like we've been in quarantine, and I just, like, am so excited to be talking to you.
I know, me too. I was like, God, I hope Earl will still let me come over. I just need to, like, get out of the house.
I know. If I'm being honest, I was pretty nervous about it.
You know, I have Abby at least, so, like, you know, I'm not
You're not alone. I'm alone, dude. I am alone.
I know. I mean, if, you know, we can like, you know, Skype or Discord
or whatever,
and, like,
yeah.
Play some, let's try out some Switch NES online games or something.
Because we were coming up with a plan of, like, what if we do go to shelter in place?
Yeah.
Then how do we do the podcast? And I think there's a way we can do it.
We'll figure it out.
I basically have a whole week to figure it out. So, yeah. But no, we'll figure it out, and we'll still do a podcast.
We'll probably break
our cartridge rule and have to play like a Switch
online
or NES.
It'll still be retro games. We're not going to play like Breath of the Wild.
Right. It's just a game that we're both guaranteed to have, you know, like, and there might be games that we both have, but I think we've probably played them all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to some fucking Castle of Illusion.
Starring Mickey Mouse.
Did we even do our three questions
yet? Not
yet. What?
We can, like, you know, this is a special episode. We can go a little long.
Okay, that's
people,
great.
People out there need some extra entertainment
they
listening, perhaps.
Right.
So
you are
we're going to give it to
right.
them.
We're going to give it to them.
Right to your ear holes.
Well, let's move on to our three questions then, Jerick. So, for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research, so I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. These questions, I was reaching for some of these. But here we go. Castle of Illusion, Sega Genesis, question number one. What mechanic does this game feature that isn't necessarily hard to get the hang of, but can be extremely frustrating when the game is trying to teach it to you?
What mechanic? Just the simple bouncing mechanic? Bouncing on enemies, or like bouncing to get higher?
Bouncing on enemies. I'm gonna give it to you, Drake. I'm gonna give it to you. Yeah, it's basically, so this game features a unique mechanic. You don't just, when you jump on an enemy.
Yeah, you press, like, down.
Well, you have to press jump again.
Oh, you press jump again.
And so when the game starts, like, near the beginning, like, it shows Mickey jumping on three enemies. And then as soon as you try it, you fucking get hit.
Because
they don't tell you that you have to actually jump again on the enemy.
Like that right there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're watching the demo.
Yeah, and it showed him jump on three enemies, like, just simultaneously
in
a row without touching the
ground. You get to that part right away,
but...
and you just fucking die because it's unclear. But good job. Yeah. So, yeah, it features a weird mechanic where you don't just jump on them. You jump, and then you have to jump again in order to actually kill them. Like, jump on
You have
them.
To, like, time it properly or something?
Yeah, you have to time it properly. Okay, one for one, though, here, Drake. One for one. Not too shabby.
I'll take it.
Question
Game
number
over.
Two. The main villain, Mizrabel, has a different true form between the Genesis version and the HD remake or remaster.
Oh.
What is her true form in both games? So she has a different true, like, okay, so basically what I'm saying is she's like the evil witch,
right?
And then Mickey beats her, but then she turns into her real form.
Mm.
So she's different in the Genesis version, and then they remade this game, or they did an HD remaster in like 2015 or something. 2016 maybe, I don't know, something like
that. I think
it
was even earlier than that. I want to say it was PS3 and 360.
It was actually.
You're right. 2012 or something,
yeah.
I think.
But yeah, so she's different. Her true form is different. What is she in the Genesis version?
She's a dragon.
What is she in the HD remake?
A dragon.
Incorrect. So in the Genesis version, it turns out she is revealed to be another mouse person like Mickey and Minnie. Mm. But in the HD remake, she is revealed to just be a human. She basically is like Maleficent in the remake. Like she's the pretty evil queen.
Oh.
But then when she, her true form is like the hag version, like the hag witch from Snow White, basically.
Like here, when she's about to show us, she shows up and steals Minnie in a second.
Yeah.
On the,
and
on
that
demo
is,
thing.
That is what her true form is in the HD remake. Not in this though.
She's just always that. Or whatever,
well,
or
no,
like,
she turns from that in this game. In the Genesis version, she turns from the old hag into one of like a mouse person, like.
But in the other one, she turns
from like the pretty queen into the hag.
Oh, yeah, so she's a pretty queen.
She's
from
a
the
pretty
beginning.
Yeah, yeah, like gotcha. Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty. She looks very similar to Maleficent. I made sure to watch the endings of both games because that has to do with my next question.
Fuck.
Okay. One for two here. Here we go, Drake. excuse me.
Why are you coughing?
Because I actually choked a little bit there. okay, here we go. Question number three. Good. Good instincts, though, Drake. No. You needed to get angry at me. You needed to yell
no,
racial
do not
slurs.
Get angry.
And just, no.
Don't do
I'm
shit
just kidding.
Like that.
Please don't do that, Revelers. Like,
my girlfriend already went through, has been going through some of that shit because she's Asian.
Yeah, I know. And
people apparently don't like Asian people right
our
now,
old
even though she.
Stupid president called it
the Chinese virus.
Which is like, what the fuck? That's the most xenophobic thing.
And people just
thing.
Assume, like, all Asian people have it. Like Abby has never been to Asia.
Right.
Other than when she was,
when she
born,
was born
in South Korea. Otherwise, she was born and she's been living in America
she
since she
born,
was
but
well,
raised.
She's been here since she was 2 months old.
Right. Like, she's her whole life. Only
she
only
basically has identifies as a suburban white girl.
Right.
She has no connection to her Asian heritage.
Yeah, so just be kind to each other, Revelers. I don't know. This is such a weird time.
Everyone's stressed and going through shit. Like.
Yep. Okay, question number three. You ready?
I am.
Here we go. There is another difference between the two games, which also happens to feature Ms. Rebel.
Fuck me.
After Mickey defeats her, how do Mickey and Minnie escape the castle in each game? The Genesis version and the HD remake. So,
how do they escape
okay,
it?
Okay, so I'm going to give you, it features Ms. Rebel. So basically, what happens, Mickey defeats her, and she realizes the error of her ways and helps Minnie and Mickey escape the crumbling castle, which is now crumbling down behind them. So, but they escape in different ways in both games. How so?
She magically creates them a car to drive out of the castle.
It's a really good guess, but it is incorrect. That's actually incorrect for both versions.
Yeah. Does she do the same thing in both versions? Or different
sort
games?
Of. Think Harry Potter.
She apparates them out of that bitch.
Okay, well.
Broomstick.
Voldemort. I'm just going to say Harry Potter terms. But actually, broomstick is, that is correct.
Yes!
I don't know if I'm going to give you that one.
I'm going to take 0.25.
Yeah, you can have 0.25. You can have a quarter point on that one.
Quarter point on that.
Okay, so what happens is Ms. Rebel, I love her name is Ms. Rebel, you know, miserable or whatever, but Ms. Rebel actually.
That's like some Harry Potter shit right there.
It is.
Because everything's like wordplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Diagon alley. Diagonally.
Yeah. Yep.
Sirius Black.
Right. So Ms. Rebel in the Genesis version takes Mickey and Minnie home by carrying a swing from her broomstick, and they're sitting on the swing, and they're just being lovebirds. Well, but she takes them home because, well, in the HD remake, she actually gives Mickey and Minnie their own broom, and they all three fly off together. So it is a little different. Also, the HD remake gives a bit of an explanation for why this is all happening. The Genesis version doesn't really, and you're like, well, why is she suddenly helping them? But in the HD remake, I guess Ms. Rebel turns out to be the narrator of the game. And she realizes, after Mickey beats her, realizes the error of her ways, realizes that Mickey and Minnie have a power far greater than her magic, which is
the power of love.
It's exactly the power of love. I'm giving you 0.5 points because you got that. So that's really good, Drake.
You know, Huey Lewis taught me that.
He did.
And the news.
And the news. Don't forget about the news. The news is very important.
Obviously.
She realizes the error of her ways, and it's the power of love, and so she gives them help home. Okay, you were, on that one, you were 1.25 out of three.
Woo!
Pretty good, Drake. Pretty good. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Castle of Illusion on the Sega Genesis?
I sure do. Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse. That's the full title, I believe.
Oh, it is. Starring Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Can't leave that part out. Nope. Otherwise, you're just like, what's this fucking Castle of Illusion? Is Milo there? Anyways.
Mylin.
Mylin. Yep,
not
right.
Milo.
Milo. Not Milo. Mylin.
Oh, I think it's fine.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, great.
The line or slightly faster.
Slightly higher. Maybe?
Whatever.
I'm pouring shots, Revelers.
Quarantinis.
Quarantinis, which are apparently terrible. Some of my Facebook friends just made
a
post.
Is there a real recipe people are supposed to?
A quarantine.
I just assume. Oh,
yeah.
Just
it's like
any martini while in quarantine
is a quarantine. I guess, but there is like a drink now, somebody I know on Facebook was like, "The quarantine is the worst thing we've ever had."
Is
in
it
our
fucking
life.
Vodka? And hand
I don't
sanitizer?
Even know what. Yeah, I mean, it's actually a mixture of hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and fucking Purell. Or I guess that's hand sanitizer. Yeah. I was going for something else there, but
who knows?
And cans of beans that nobody's buying.
Anyways, Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, was released in 1990, developed and published by Sega. The director / lead designer is Emiko Yamamoto.
Okay, do we know what he did?
Nope. Name's not clickable.
Fair.
No idea. None of the people who worked on it could I click on their names. So
okay.
Composers, I know their names, and I will tell you to you, but we don't know what they've worked on.
Okay.
But the composers are Tokuhiko Uwabo and Shigenori Kamiya.
Okay. Should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it.
It's
pretty cartoony.
Yeah, but fits with the game, and it's very varied. Like every level is definitely distinct music. It's
and it
not,
has like it probably fits whatever theme that level is. You know, like
none of it is overly repetitive, and even within the same level, it seemed like when you were scrolling through
each
level, it changes and has variations throughout the level and everything. So, I enjoyed it. It doesn't quite have that Sega bass.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have that Sega sound, but this was a fairly early Sega Genesis game.
It was,
so.
1990.
Yep.
So,
I mean, I think that's like this.
That must be
the year the Sega came out.
Yeah, that's right. I read that this was kind of...
Actually, it was a Master System game first, I think.
No, I think it was actually a Genesis game first, and then they released a Master System version.
Which is actually better, I think.
There seems to be varying opinions.
Okay.
I think that is going to largely depend on personal preference.
Right.
But from my understanding, it came out for this first, and then was they ported it or made a different version... Toned down for that.
And from what I understand about the music, just back to the music for one second, in the HD remake, The music is far more darker and sinister. It actually, that whole, the remake has a far darker tone to it than the original game does. Just wanted to mention that.
Cool, man. Yeah, I never played that. I remember when it came out, and that was, they were doing a lot of Disney remakes of Disney stuff. Like, they did this. I think they remade DuckTales.
They did. They I played that. It's not nearly as good as the NES. Yeah,
a lot of people's, the general consensus on all of them, I think, seem to be they're fine, but they're not.
They're not
the
original game. Yeah, it just it always seems like when they remake the like games like this, especially like really cartoony games, it always seems the remakes, the hit detection doesn't work properly. It's always like for some, like, you know, your sprite, whatever it is, will be in the other character before they die. Does that make sense? Like,
if you're
jumping on them or something. Like, I don't know. For some reason, that's how it always feels to me. That's how it really feels in DuckTales, I'll tell you that much. Mm. It's like you're not actually hitting them when you think you're going to hit them, which is weird. Anyway.
Anyways, this is a side-scrolling platformer where you're playing as Mickey Mouse. You're trying to save Minnie from the evil witch Mizrabel. And essentially, before you can go fight her or something, you have to find 7 gems of the rainbow.
7 gems of the rainbow, except in the Genesis version, you only have to find 6.
Oh, okay. Really?
That's
what I was reading about on the Genesis version.
I know. They still tell you 7, but it's actually only 6.
So I think like the bosses of the levels have these gems and that you get at the end of each level.
And just
other
another
than
little...
some of them you get like midway through the level or something.
Something.
I was reading. Yeah.
I don't know.
And we'll find out because we'll probably beat it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
I mean, we usually do.
Yeah, we're going to get so far.
But yeah, you essentially, you like attack enemies, kind of we were talking about. You bounce on them. So essentially you like jump on them, but then you have to press the button again
to bounce on them.
And you also can kind of use that
thing,
bounce mechanic to
somebody called it
platforming
a hop and bump game or something. Like it's of the genre hop and bump.
Hop and bump.
Which is honestly, I get what that genre is. Hop and bump. You hop and you bump them. You know, you bop them. Or no, hop and bop is what it was called.
Hop and bop.
Hop and bop.
Okay. I can dig that. I can dig that.
Yep.
But yeah, so essentially that's, you know, the game.
Cool.
That's
cool.
That's all you really need to know.
Well, that was the wrong button.
I'm sorry,
you
I failed
incorrect.
In my discern.
You know what? I'm giving you multiple. You're so wrong right now.
I'll take my points back. Take my points away.
Boom. I'm giving you more. I'm giving you more. Drew.
7
oh
out of
my
3.
God. We got to be kind to each other in these times. You can have more. You can have as many as you want.
Make up for all the times I've
that
lost,
you've lost
points.
Yep.
There hasn't been a lot of times that I've gotten 0 out of 3. Out of the 198 episodes, probably only like a handful of times that I've gotten none. Correct.
There's actually not many. There it has happened.
Oh, it's happened plenty of times.
But
out of 198 episodes, you know,
percentage wise, I probably still have like an A. You usually actually probably
get
at least 2. I would say your average is probably 2.06. That's a complete and utter guess. We could figure that information out, but
I got nothing else to do.
Right? Maybe you should.
I
do
keep
that.
Track of every. I write it down on every page. How many points?
I wonder.
I got.
That would be hilarious to figure out
what
your
average
is.
See
what
my
average
is. God.
I think it's time we did a shot before we started this game.
Let's do it.
So there's the right button, revelers. As you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us, especially in these dark times. However, you must be of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes,
and we
please.
Hope you're not driving because like, don't go anywhere.
Can't go
just
anywhere.
Stay home.
Unless you're one of those people who still has to go to work. In
or you're,
case,
you know
you're
co-podcast
I mean,
host and you have to do a podcast.
Right, yeah. We got shit to do.
We're going to die.
No. We've both been quarantined. Fine.
I know. Well, we okay. Doesn't matter. Anyway, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That one was far smoother. The first one we did to start the show really did not go down well. It, like, hit the back of my throat wrong, and all I could fucking taste was this crazy whiskey taste, and it was like... I don't know. It was no good. All
right, we're starting it up here, man.
Yeah, start it up. Let's see what we got. Fucking...
A, shot. B, shot.
C, jump
attack.
Wait. Shot is
hard,
different?
No.
Oh, C is jump and attack. That's how you know. Like, you have to jump and attack.
And attack.
You jump and bump. You hop and bop.
Right,
hop and bop.
Here
I really
go.
Like that.
Hurry before Miserbelle uses her powers of illusion to make herself look like Minnie and make Minnie look evil like her.
How does he know her whole plan?
Find the 7 gems of the rainbow. They will give you the power to overcome Miserbelle. But be careful. The gems are protected by the Master of Illusion.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, these are the 3 guys he was talking about. You bop them. Boop, boop, boop. Look, easy as pie.
Well, I didn't do that.
I know you didn't, but it shows you that, and now when you see him, you're going to try and do it, but you don't know you got to hop and bop. Like,
what kind of room theoretically, is behind you this don't door?
Oh, my God.
We're going to find out, Mickey.
This door? Oh, my God. It's the Forest of Illusion. It's got to be. There's little heart flowers. I love it.
I bopped him real good.
I will say the art right off the bat is fucking amazing.
Oh,
and
it's great.
Also, the parallax scrolling is really good.
Indeed, man.
Got
some apples.
You got some. Oh, you throw apples.
You throw apples.
Oh, but you have limited. So you've got limited ammo. Cool, cool. You're bopping some mushrooms. How's the bop mechanic?
Oh, it's fine.
You just have to know about it.
Yeah. Right? Like, basically,
that's why I said, like, in that question, it was like, it's a mechanic that's not necessarily hard to grasp. It's just you don't know it right away.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we didn't read about it first.
I may be trying to just jump
on
these guys.
And you'd be like, what the fuck?
But yeah, it's not like you have to, you know, time it perfectly or anything. You press it.
And then you just press it
and
again.
And you just fall on them with your butt.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So like, once I press it again in the air, I fall all the way to the ground with my butt.
I see, with your butt. I didn't notice that at first. Oh. I thought he was just jumping on them. That's like, how many years do you think it took the majority of people to be like, oh, Mario's not breaking bricks with his head. He's putting his hand up. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like,
or like
it's that tiny animation when, that nobody ever notices.
When people, like, used to say, oh, he spits fire.
Like,
but really,
oh,
he's throwing
no, he
fireballs.
Throws it, but he throws it with his hand, and
oh,
he
I
does
know.
It in the game. You
oh,
can
I
see
know.
Him. I know, but it's like people don't notice that. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. Fun stuff. God, I love retro games. I need to play a bunch while on quarantine. And
but
I'm jobless now.
Crossing.
I do got Animal Crossing. And I got to keep up on my Smash skills. I will say, I wasn't going to talk about Smash, but I will. Because quarantine has been doing wonders for Smash. Because everybody's at home and needs something to play. So all the people who haven't been playing Smash constantly for a year, you know, a year and however months now, they're back online playing. And man, is it fun, these people.
Oh, boom.
Oh, nicely done.
Beat, I don't know, the first level or 1-1 or something? I'm not sure.
I wasted 2 apples.
Don't throw your apples.
Oh, it's a little floatier than I imagined.
It is a bit floaty.
But
control-wise,
yeah,
but
beating all these fucking noobs on Smash is hilarious. These guys, I don't know the bop and hop, or hop and bop mechanic.
You just
I don't,
gotta... yeah, press it again before you hit them.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I did it.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah,
it's not difficult.
Super time sensitive or
these
anything.
Spiders are a little time
it's
sensitive.
It's just because, yeah, the spiders float up. And it seems like once you bop off one of them, you stay butt first.
I didn't bop. Oh, am I already at the
I
exit?
Think this is like a bonus weird stage or something.
Can I play this one too?
Yeah. That was, yeah, it was a weird little in-between stage where it was, like, spider webs and
oh
shit.
My
oh,
God,
it's getting spooky
fucking
out there.
Stormy. Oh, I did read that it turns into, like, a haunted forest after a little bit. Oh, I made it up there.
Can you bop on ghosts?
Yep, you can bop on the ghosts. Oh, but the ghosts don't, can I just hold it? I can't.
I think you don't even have to hold it.
Nope.
I think once you bop off one of them, you stay bopping.
Oh, you stay bopping. Ah, interesting.
So once you...
Oh, I didn't...
Oh, my
God!
Oh, my God!
I fucking
died. Just do it again.
Okay,
man.
I didn't bop him.
You gotta
that
fucking
is actually,
bop.
It
just
is,
bop every time.
I know, but it's very counterintuitive.
Even if they're not an enemy.
Oh, my God. You can't...
You slide down that hill.
I know, but like I thought I could use it as like a little momentum thing, but I couldn't. Okay.
You just gotta bop every.
Oh,
why
I didn't bop
you, why
him.
Are you not bopping?
I didn't bop him.
Just after you jump, just automatically.
Automatically
bop.
Oh, I cheated the game. I don't think you're supposed to get back up that hill.
Bop.
Bopped. Okay. Now, once you bop once, you don't have to bop again.
Yep.
That is true. Confirmed. All right.
Collect all this shit. Bop this guy.
Bop him. Bopped him. I'm gonna bop
this
okay,
guy.
I gotta
just
bop
them all. Just bop across.
I know it's bop is a it's a more difficult mechanic than you'd imagine. I also
you
didn't mean
gotta,
to shoot that
you
at apple.
Pay attention, man.
Bop. It's like I gotta tell myself to bop, bop,
oh,
bop.
This is the game.
What?
When you jump.
What? Right here?
Yeah. The sound. I think it was what? The other one. It's just I remember there being a Mickey Mouse game. And I think this is it, where me and my friend, when we played it when we were younger, we just loved the sound that it makes
that it
when,
makes,
when
it
your
does,
head hits the top.
It is actually very satisfying.
It's just a very, for some reason, we just found it a very funny or, like, satisfying sound. Like, we loved that sound.
Oh, it's when your head hits. I
it's
thought
when
you were
your
talking
head,
about...
No, it's when your head hits.
When,
when you're in a kind of confined space, it's just like a...
Hang on, I think it's actually when your shoes hit. Watch. No. Oh, no, it's not. It is when your head hits.
It's your head hitting the ceiling.
It makes it look in this. Okay.
It's just slightly delayed, or maybe because it's such a confined space.
What am I getting here in these bags? I'm getting a lot of stuff
money?
In bags.
Points?
I'm killing these gold, these glowy mushrooms, too. These glowy mushrooms ain't got shit on me.
Oh, my God, for the bat.
Here's a star.
That gives you power.
Ah, okay.
Now you can take 5 hits before you die.
Oh.
As opposed to, you normally start with 3 in the beginning of each level.
Oh, but we, oh, look, and I made it to the exit.
Made it to the end, man.
Nicely done, me. I'm going to, oh my God, you're not a boss.
That's got to be a boss.
It is a boss for sure. So you must have to hit his face when it's in the tree. Watch out for what he, or when it's not rolling around. You got to throw apples at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you bopped him. You bopped him. You fucked him, Drake. Good job.
Oh, God.
He is hard. Oh, you got to bop him once. Oh, yep. Nice.
I got to not get hit by fucking acorns.
The acorns that drop are very deadly. Oh, man, Drake. Really doing pretty well here. How many hits do you think? You probably got to hit him like 90 times. Like, you think that's one of these games where, like, the bosses just take forever? It's
God, what the fuck?
Oh, you got him.
I think I got him.
Nice. I think, what was that, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah, I think it was 5.
5? Nice.
Boom, I got one of the gems of the rainbow.
You got a gem already. We're
Here's
fucking crushing
this
game. Here's
the red gem. You have much more to do to save Minnie.
Much more to do.
Thanks.
Fucking get to work. Good job, but fuck you. Get to
Level
work.
Level 1 completed, motherfuckers.
Holy shit, Drake. We're just beating levels on this podcast left and right these days.
All right, so that level took us, like, it only took us like 6 minutes.
Did it really? We started at 40 minutes.
Yeah, we started very late. Maybe it took us like 7.
Oh, it becomes a window now.
A little bit before 40.
Another door. What could be inside?
But so that took us, 6 or 7, probably about 7 or 8 minutes, actually.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
You want to know if we're on pace for world record time?
I do.
You're not.
Okay. Let me guess. The exit's right here.
You have to
get up to the top and get the key. But you don't have to. Oops! God damn it! I bopped him, but I landed on the thing. So what you have to do is you have to get to all the way to the top and get the key. Once you get to the top, though, all the stairways become ramps and they just slide you right back down. So you don't have to get all the way back down. Bopped him. Oh my God! I don't know. I don't know the timing of any of these things. Bopping,
bop them, man.
I'm used to bopping now, so that's good. But oh man,
you gotta watch out for those.
Like,
though.
Those fucking tadpoles
in the sky.
Some
guys you can't bop properly.
Can't bop properly.
It's a plane, but
it's a fucking
a tadpole.
They look like tadpoles. They're
all toys, I think. Here.
I keep checking
toy soldiers.
I keep catching tadpoles in Animal Crossing, so tadpoles are on my mind. Oh my
Boom.
God! Here we go.
Double bop.
I can do this.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's okay. I bopped him.
Good job. Good job.
My God.
You got this, man. I believe in you.
Thank you. I'm so glad for your support right now.
I have the utmost faith in you,
I think the key's right up here. Oh, maybe not. Just kidding. Should I wait for him to go inside?
Yeah, he'll go down.
He will. Oh, my God. That was a tough jump. I'm going to actually just keep going this way. Oh, no. I bopped him.
Okay, yeah. Just always be prepared to come down on your ass, man.
Yep. Always be prepared to bop. I was not prepared to bop there. I only have 1 life left.
Get that. No, there. Boom.
Oh,
you got more power.
I didn't have to go up here.
I think those doors are just decoration.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was just to get that extra bit of power.
Oh, where do I go then?
Over there.
Over there. Okay. Oh, I gotta wait for him.
You gotta wait for that to jump out and then bop that guy. Here he comes. Get him.
bopped.
Oh, my God. Nope.
He came back in.
It's bad timing.
God damn it. All right.
Watch out.
All right,
guy's coming out of there.
He's coming out. Not today, though. But I'm going to bop this motherfucker. I'm actually going to bop this motherfucker. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe you have to hit the actual
there,
head.
There are these
and not
heads
the spring?
On springs, and you have to hit the head. If you aim for the spring, you go right through it all the way down. Not your death.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Boom. Bop. All
right. We made it.
Here
we
go.
We made it, folks.
Okay. Here's a couple soldiers. Oh, my
playing.
God.
Oh, my God.
I'm bopping it all.
That was just beautiful.
Beautiful bopping.
It's like watching somebody playing checkers just jumping all over the fucking board, man.
This is much longer than I thought. I should have jumped, but now I got to wait.
That's okay.
Boom.
I mean, play it safe, you know? Let's not get crazy, man.
Let's not get crazy. You're absolutely right. Here we go. Boom.
Bop. You're just a mouse jumping on toys.
I thought that was going to kill me. Okay, I gotta play real safe.
You can't get hit.
I can't get hit.
Anymore. Ever again.
Oh! I even bopped, but I...
Yeah, but you were off to the edge.
Oh, man. This level is kind of tough. You got to go up there a ways.
Let me show you how it's done, man.
I didn't think it was going to be that far. Like, it's a long ways. Or that seemed long to me, at least. I don't know. I don't know if it was actually a long ways. Maybe it was only, like, three levels or something, but... You're just like climbing these stairs on one side, and then you climb these stairs on the other. Jurek, do we have a discussion question this week? Oh my God, I don't know if we do.
We don't.
Well, I forgot to check the email, so hang on. Let me see if we do. I bet we don't, because Revelers, you've been a little lax on writing in lately. So. But maybe because it's, I was hoping because it's fucking...
Nobody has anything else to do.
Nobody has anything else to do. Maybe they'd email us, but alas, not today. So after you're done playing, you'll have to check your site and give us one of those random discussion questions that we can just talk about for a minute.
I can probably do that.
How's this going? You bopping, guys?
Left
oh, my
and
God.
Right, man.
Ducking planes, bopping mofos. Oh, yes. Get it. So
Needed
if you
that.
Already have five, it gives you life. Is that what the star does?
Oh, I don't.
Or maybe you were only at two.
I was only at two, so I'm at three now.
Well, I guess basically you have five life pellets.
You can get a maximum of five.
Oh, we didn't have those to start the game.
You start each level, I think, with three.
Okay.
Which is what I have right now.
What do you think's over there? Maybe you should use this guy to bop over there and see. Oh my God, you just made it with a jump?
I can just jump over
there.
That's
insane. Oh, my God, you got it. It was an
money
orange.
Bag.
Oh, it was a money
or
bag. It looked
something.
Like an orange. I don't know what it was. Oranges are my fruit on my island. Little disappointing. I wish for a better fruit. I kind of wished I had cherries, but...
Why? Oranges are way better than cherries.
I agree, but...
Taste-wise.
But cherries are prettier. they're a dark red.
Well,
nice.
we got apples on our
you
island.
Got, oh, so you got the red.
So
nice.
We can... I think we can... What? We can then... If you come to our place, we can give you apples.
Yeah,
you can give me apples.
You can
plant apples.
And then I can plant apples, and I can give you oranges, and then you can plant oranges. And so how it works is, like, your native fruit, when you sell it to the shop, is only worth 100 bells apiece. But if you have foreign fruit, they're each worth 500 bells apiece.
Ooh.
So you want to have trees
of
foreign
fruit
because
man.
It'll just you'll just bell it up fucking faster than molasses.
Faster than molasses.
Faster.
Which is not very fast.
But it's still pretty fast. It could be fast. It's hard to say. Because it could be also slow. Oh my God. See,
fuck
this is about
up.
Where I got to, and that's when I died. But you have more life than I did by this point. Because you're being smarter with your bopping.
You just gotta, you know, not go too crazy.
I know,
man.
But sometimes you want to, like,
oh,
there it is. And here we go. Woo! Yeah, just run down. Oh, get the diamonds, though. Oh, my
trying.
God.
I missed a few, but...
You did. It doesn't matter. You're getting them.
They're
you
just
got
giving
points.
Me points, man.
I know, but
what
you got to get
points.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know. You probably get an extra life or something if you get enough points. That was super cool. Now you're down.
Right,
you did it.
Exit.
Nice, Drake.
We have
nice.
Succeeded.
Drake is the fucking... Oh, I keep wasting our ammo as soon as the stage starts. That time
I
just dropped the controller.
You got 26 items to throw.
Oh. Oh, you got... Oh.
Yeah, look out. The question mark ones shoot guys out of them.
They do. I'm killing
Pay attention.
Because he fucking got me.
How fast do you think someone can beat this game?
I think somebody can beat this game in 19 minutes and 37 seconds.
Just slightly over.
Slightly over? 18 minutes and...
Okay, slightly over.
Oh, 15 minutes and 6 seconds.
17-17.
Nice. I love 17 minutes and 17 seconds. Okay, I see what I have to do here. I was like, what is going on?
I can't gotta write down these alternating fucking things.
Oh, God. Oh.
All right, let's see here. Let's find us a good question to talk about.
Yeah, find us a good one. Oh, man. See, what the fuck is that doing up there? That was impossible to know. Oh, my God. I'm in the quicksand. There's like jelly quicksand here. Holy shit. You should know about this in case you come across it. Are you looking? Nope. Okay.
Oh, jelly.
There's jelly quicksand. It's like jello. It's not I guess it's jelly. Oh, come on.
It's just like.
I have to play this again.
Yeah, you can. There's another game that has similar.
There is. What game is that? I can picture it in my head.
You're in like jello stuff.
Yeah.
And you jump in and out of it, and you can kind of float through it.
And it's bouncy. Oh, it's Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, right? You bounce on jelly in Donkey
Maybe.
Kong Tropical
That's
Freeze.
That's not what I'm thinking of, though. It's an older game I'm thinking of.
Oh.
It's like, yeah.
Maybe it's Donkey Kong Country.
It could be one of the Donkey Kong Country games.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure. Let's see here. What would be the best?
You can find any question.
I'm finding a question. I see. Keep the folks entertained while
I'll keep. I'm doing a really good job. I bopped them, though. I bopped the fucking the Jack in the Box. You basically got to wait. Oh, my God. I bopped the plane. Holy fuck. I'm bopping shit left and right, y'all. They call me the bopper. The big bopper. Poor big bopper. He perished with Buddy Holly. Very sad.
Long time ago,
1959.
Get over it, man.
The day the music died, y'all. The day the music died. Fucking Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and fucking Richie Valens. Holy fuck, that's crazy. All in the same plane accident? What the fuck? Those are like all three major fucking celebrities.
Yeah.
Anyway, what kind of question you got for us, Drake? Are you still working it out?
I'm still working it out.
Okay. I thought I was doing okay. Oh, I am. I see. Okay, here we go. Woo! Sometimes you got to make these large jumps that are very... Oh, yellow blocks you can break. I should have been paying attention to that. I got to the exit, though. Look at what we could have got, though. What is that thing?
What thing?
Oh, it's a cactus in the background.
I think it's just, yeah. What are you talking about?
Never mind. I probably went up that way. I'm looking at the level below where I am. Do you want to play? Because I just beat a level.
No, keep going, man.
Okay.
God, I just can't.
Just pick one. Oh, my God.
I know. There's one. And this was an easy answer for the current times we're living in. What's invisible but you wish people could see?
Coronavirus.
Yes. Exactly. So no one would get sick. You'd be like, I'm going to touch it. No, I'm not touching
it. Are you looking at this level? This level is fucking crazy.
What's happening?
I keep switching back and forth from upsies downsies, like I'm on the ceiling for a little bit.
Oh,
but there's these little arrow things here. Watch.
Oh, woo. Ooh.
Now I'm on the ceiling.
This is
crazy.
Confusing.
Oh my God, I gotta shoot him. I was like, how do you? There's soldiers coming and I can't jump on them. I need to get that star. I need to. I only have one life left. We gotta get under there. We gotta get it, y'all. We gotta get that star. Here we go. We're doing it. Everything's happening. This game is not as hard as I remember it being. I feel like with a little practice, most levels could be beat.
Yeah, it doesn't seem overly hard, which is, yeah, I guess I mean,
here we go.
That's why I like it.
Woo.
We can actually play
shit.
It.
Oh, I thought I could. I thought they were going to be on the ground.
You couldn't get them from where you were either. So
I know.
You must,
I don't
you
know.
You have to bop off something to get
oh,
them.
Oh, you got to bop off. I love bopping off.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's the bopper. Or the switcher. And I didn't bop.
The unicycles just like go
the unicycles,
on their own.
There's clowns on unicycles. If you kill the clown, the unicycle will roll and kill everything in its path.
It's
like they're
fucking
very
uniracers.
They're very destructive. Here we go. We did it, y'all. We're on the ceiling and everything is kosher. I'm going down here. This looks like the harder path. Actually, there's things up there. I want those. Things to throw. Oh, but
I mean, you have to go back where you were anyways.
Yeah, you do. I see. Okay. So I thought I was picking the path that was not the right path to begin with.
I mean, here's this one.
Yeah,
it will be, I guess, fairly easy maybe to answer, but it pertains to, video games. So if life were a video game, what would be some of the cheat codes for it?
Oh, Jesus.
What would be some everyday cheat codes that people would be entering?
Infinite money.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely infinite money.
God mode.
Oh, my God. God mode for sure. This boss is impossibly hard. Oh, okay.
I think it's all about
figuring
out
him.
His pattern.
Oh, but you can't. Okay. I actually read a trick about this boss. Oh no. I got us a game over. You must be brave and smart to save Mini. Try again. Oh, continue.
We're going to continue.
But where do you start? Do you start at the boss? I think so. Yes, you do.
Looks
okay,
that way.
Just hide in the corner. Hide in the corner.
This corner?
Yep, and don't move. Duck. Duck and hide in the corner. He cannot hit you, I think. Yep. I'm pretty sure this
is... He bounces off the wall.
Yep, and then he's going to throw out some springs. Now jump on a spring and hit him in the head. Yes. Now hide in the corner.
Can he get me in this corner?
I don't know. Yep, duck and hide in the corner. There's definitely a way to cheese this motherfucker.
All right.
And here it is. You got him. You got
we're
him.
Rolling now.
Now, we
now
rolling.
We're cooking with
we're
juice.
rolling. What? Little fucking Limp Bizkit action for
y'all. Motherfuckers.
Okay, but what was the question? What would be the cheat codes of life?
Of life.
Infinite money, right?
Infinite like, money, God mode.
God mode would be fucking sweet.
You know. All the basic ones. Clip through walls.
Oh, yeah. Clip through walls.
Might be kind of fun.
I mean, what are like some like big head
he's
mode
dead.
Might be hilarious. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
I don't know. Like just for like a fun little
turn
time.
On
like,
paintball mode. So guns just don't kill people anymore.
Right.
Like they just shoot paintballs
right.
at you.
Right.
We got the orange gem.
Oh, man. We got two gems.
We've beaten two levels.
Jesus
man.
Christ. We're like literally the best video game
we might
players
be the best
of
Mickey
all time.
Castle of Illusion players ever made.
Well, I feel like 17-17 is just about on us.
We're within reach, man. We're on pace.
We're on pace. We might need to be done, though. I don't know. Are we?
Let's play a little bit more.
We're on the third level.
Let's see what happens.
We never get to the third
let's
fucking
see what
level.
What happens in here?
Holy shit! I think while I'm on
spooky.
Quarantine, I might try and beat this game. I think I can. It feels like you can. This
I
game
bet you
feels
could.
Beatable.
It does feel beatable.
I always remember it being feeling harder, but I think that's because I never really gave it a chance. I don't know.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't feel difficult.
No. It just feels like you have to just memorize things. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, well, you should have bopped there, but you didn't know an enemy was going to be there.
Yeah.
Also, a common complaint is that in a level like this, when you, as soon as you're jumping over a gap, a bat will appear.
Or
a flying fish just come out of nowhere. Flying bone fish.
Fish just appear out of the ground.
Right.
And
right.
Like, are these, if I jump down,
go down
there, am I going to die?
See what happens. Nope. It's a fucking cave down here. Yes.
I also
this
wasn't sure about that.
Magic
no, but nothing.
Can you go through the wall? Save that guy to bop on him and try and bop up there. Nope.
No,
this is just a distraction.
Apparently it's just a distraction. Like, oh, hey, go down here and nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Although it looked like you could go to the left. Maybe there's a secret. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Can you go down there?
I don't know.
Try it. Oh, there's a waterfall that stops, or like a water geyser that stops you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Interesting.
At least it prevented me from falling to my death.
Can you go down there? No, don't go down there. Don't go down these ones. These ones don't feel like ones you
I
can
know.
Go down. I don't know. Some, you can like tell the ones that you're
yeah,
there.
Some
like,
of them seem
eh,
like
give it a
they
shot.
Were safe.
Yeah, give it a shot. Not that one. Oh. Oh, my God, you're in the water. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
you're in a tube.
Lord.
And Minnie, or Mickey. Oh, and you're right at the exit.
All right.
Just brought you right there. You went
apparently
down the,
I did the,
you went down the exact
went down
right
the exact right one.
Keep playing. I played for a little while.
That was the only one to go down. I don't know what just happened. I fell down a hole, and it brought
level.
Me to the end.
Right to the end. Wow, that was nice. Like, you're going to fall down a hole. That was
that's
the one
definitely
going to
help us with our speed run.
I also accidentally told you to go down that hole. I
oh.
like.
I didn't. I wasn't even trying to go down
oh,
that hole.
Yeah, okay.
I was trying to jump off that fish and bop off of him over to the other side.
I said
but
the
I
words.
Failed.
I said the words "jump down it," referring to the last hole. But also, it might have been "don't jump down it." I don't even remember what I said.
Gonna
but you did the exactly what I didn't want you to do. But then it worked out perfectly.
Like I was trying to bop off him to jump across
to bop him
the
off.
Gap.
Bop off him. Yes. Oh my God. There's like waterfalls that could. That I feel like will potentially.
Okay.
There's no floor on this.
There is
one.
No floor.
Nope.
I was not aware that there was no floor.
And it feels like those waterfalls will push you to the ground.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
All of a sudden, we're in like a runes level. It's like a water runes. It's like it reminds me of a Sonic level.
Yeah, the
ancient
like the
runes.
Third level.
Yeah,
or
yeah. I think it's in Sonic 1, maybe
Sonic
2. Sonic
2. I believe.
The runes, yeah.
At least it's the one I'm thinking of.
Not
in
the
Sonic 2.
Not the World 2 runes, the other runes. Yeah, the water runes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, where
know.
You go underwater and stuff. Yeah. You got to find the bubbles to breathe.
To breathe.
And then up top, and then the final boss is like jumping off these like poles or like totem things that pop up. Right? And they shoot arrows across.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, yeah, they're totems. Yeah, and the arrow comes out, and you have to jump on the arrow to use it as a platform to get to the top to bop the boss. You got to bop them. A lot of bop, hop and bop. I love that genre description. That is like most platformers are hop and bop platformers. Oh, my God. I thought that waterfall was
going
to
like,
get you for sure. Oh, man, you're doing it right, though. You got to start.
You got to go, like, down and then back up, and now you're working your way around this way.
It also seems like the waterfalls only go one time.
Yeah. Because I know. I thought it went,
it
and then I had
thing.
To go, oh, there,
oh, but
one.
That one went
good thing I just,
after
like,
you were
past
it.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I'm at the exit.
You did it. Oh, woo. My God, Drake, you're fucking crushing it right now. Play this boss. This is the boss for sure, right? Or no, this is level 2.
I thought it would be. I think this is level.
Oh, I think you got to run. This is a different level than a boss. You have to, you need to be up on there when that happens.
Gotta wait for it. Oh, I thought I was timing it right, but
all
right. Nope.
Let me just have one quick shot.
Game over.
Oh, all right.
But continue.
I'm just gonna. I want one quick shot at it. Oh, Jesus!
Not
going
to new
I went
game.
To new game. I almost went to new game. I didn't realize what it was doing. I was just pressing buttons. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
I didn't bop him. I'm gonna wait.
So we wait it out.
Here it comes. Woo!
Oh, you timed it right. Good job. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, man.
I almost
fucked it up.
You got hit by a bat. But
I'm going to wait right here.
Yeah, you might as well.
I think you have to. Oh, my God. This one, we're timing our travels. Oh, my God.
There's a
river runs through it.
A river runs through it. Is that a movie?
It is a movie for sure. I don't know what this waterfall is going to do to me. I feel
I think
like
you
nothing,
can jump through it, yeah.
But I'm going to... Oh, God.
Get up there.
Oh, my God.
Because that's going to wash you all the way back to the beginning
I know,
of the level.
I know,
if
and
you,
I don't
want
to go back
at
this to the
point.
Beginning. I'm not fucking up. Oh, my God. Jump!
Oh, God, and then these fucking
bopped
bats.
But there was no way to not get hit there.
I know.
Like,
these bats are really kind of like the worst thing
poorly placed
ever in this game.
I can't make it up there. Oh,
shit,
I fucked it up.
Shit.
Oh my God. Oh, I barely made it.
Holy fucking shit.
Okay,
here must be the boss.
Is this the boss? Okay, okay. Oh, and it's a totem boss, just like it's Sonic.
Just like
oh, my God.
Sonic.
He's humongous. Oh my God. Just kidding. It's a fucking.
It's
creature Merman from He-Man.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, I got him. Oh my God. What?
He's going to take these things. Oh. All
right, here. You want to give him a shot? He's actually. Hard. I didn't. Well, also
gotta,
that was the first time I didn't know what he was going to do.
You just got to time his shit.
So he goes and he breaks this totem, but then he comes right back at you. Oh, you got to time. No. Nope.
God damn it.
Oh my God. Did you bop him?
I bopped
him. Oh, you bopped him. Now he's going to come back down.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh, he got you.
Because he shoots that. He shoots himself out.
He does shoot himself. It's very weird. He like makes little like quick clones or something. I don't know what you'd call that move. I do not know what you call that move, but it's crazy. It's like a
God damn it.
Also his pattern doesn't seem to be consistent.
I know, I can't. God damn it.
Oh, dead AF. All right, I think that's
game
over.
Keep up with his shit.
It is. It's time to move
on.
You
must be brave and smart
to
save
Jesus,
me.
Though.
They basically just called us stupid and cowardly.
Yeah, you must be brave and smart, Drake. So
to
what
save
the
many. If you can't do it, you're stupid.
You're
cowardly and stupid.
Cowardly. Yep, that seems right. Oh, my God.
I'll fucking kill you, Sega.
I thought you were talking to me because I poured your shot.
Oh,
too,
no.
Too much.
Sega, because they called us stupid and cowardly.
They did, actually.
They called us yellow.
Nobody
calls me yellow. What are you? Chicken?
Nobody calls me chicken. Fucking Marty McFly.
He gets so mad when people call him chicken.
I know he does. Like, let it go, Charlie.
Fucking
Marty. It's fine. I almost called him Charlie
for some reason. Fucking Biff.
Don't
listen to anything that asshole says.
Right. Well, let's move on. I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
It is indeed.
Rebelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
I filled yours way too much.
You sure did.
So sorry, Drake.
Whatever. Woo! I got nothing to do.
Nobody does. Oh, my
Might
God.
Might as well get real drunk.
End of the fucking world. Jesus Christ.
Abby's been singing a lot of It's the End of the World as We Know It.
It actually is the end of the world as we know it. Things will be very different when this ends.
It might be.
Because this will end, and we will get through it. I mean, hopefully, most everyone. Like, you know, knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood here, revelers. But we'll get through this. But anyway, Jurek, let's see here. How many Jack-in-the-Box heads out of five do you give? I almost called it Mickey Mania. Mickey Mania is a completely different game, which we definitely need to play on this podcast. There's a lot of really good Mickey games.
Yeah.
Now that when I really think about it, there's...
Even like on 360, there was a game, Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey, yeah.
It was sweet.
Is that the one where you paint?
Yeah, you paint.
That's actually a Wii game.
I think then it came out. Maybe
it originated on the Wii.
Yep,
I think it was a timed Wii
I think
exclusive.
You're right.
But then there's Epic Mickey 2,
yeah.
And there's an expansion for... I think it's an expansion, or maybe it's like another game or something, but it's called Epic Mickey 2... The Power of Illusion, and it's actually the fourth. It's considered the fourth sequel to Castle of Illusion.
Okay.
Even though it's part of the Epic Mickey series, it's also part of the Castle of Illusion. It's part of the Illusion series as well. Pretty cool. Anyway, so how many, what did I say? Jack in the Box heads. How many Jack in the Box heads out of five do you give this game?
I'm going to give it a solid four.
Four out of five. I think I'm going to also just give it a straight up 4 out of 5. This game is fantastic.
It's a really good game.
Super fun. It feels doable.
Yeah. Graphically, it's great. It's definitely, you know, we made it drunkenly to the boss of the third level.
I
think
There's
only five levels.
Actually, there's six, I think.
I don't know. Maybe there's five levels and then a six is the boss. Going to the boss
something.
Even though I know they say there's seven gems, but from what I read, I remember it saying you collect these gems across five levels.
Oh, across five levels. Okay. And if you, this was going to be one of my questions, but I decided not to have it. If you actually play this.
After clearing all five levels, obtaining all gems will open the route to the Witch's Tower.
That's the sixth level. Yeah.
Sorry.
But what I was saying is, if you play this, it's not called easy mode. It's called practice mode.
Yeah.
And if you put it on practice mode, we were at the end boss. If it was on practice mode, although I think we were playing on normal, we changed the thing.
We were playing on normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I knew practice mode was.
There's only three levels, but it ends. I wish I wrote it down. It ends super wholesomely. It's just I don't know. It's Mizrabel realizes she did wrong, and it's basically the ending of the game. It just happens way earlier, and like out of nowhere, she just is like, you know what, you guys, I'm sorry. But it's like super wholesome. Apparently, I was trying to make that one of my questions about wholesomeness,
couldn't really figure
out how to do it. Yeah.
So just for the record, this version came out in 1990. The Master System version came out in 91.
Oh, it did. Okay.
But actually,
I think people consider the Master version
2 months
the
later,
Master System version. Actually. Oh, okay.
December of 1990 for the Genesis, February of 91.
I think a lot of people consider the Master System version to be actually the definitive version of Castle of Illusion. It's actually supposed to be much better. I mean, obviously, it can't look as good graphically, but the gameplay-wise, it features different.
It says here the Master System and the Game Gear version is the same as the Master System version.
Yes.
And it features different game mechanics, enemies, items, levels, and graphics.
And
so it features different everything.
It's just a completely different
game.
Essentially,
is what they're trying to say.
Right. Also, there's a a little known sequel called Land of Illusion for the Game Gear.
Oh.
That's considered the third game in the, or okay. No, the actual sequel is Land of Illusion.
Yep, a sequel, Land of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, was released for the Master System.
Oh, Master,
and for Game Gear. Gear, or for Master System in 92 and Game Gear in 93.
Oh, interesting.
World
okay.
of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, followed for the Genesis in 92.
Which we will get to that eventually.
And then in 94, Legend of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse, was released for the Game Gear with a Master System port following in 1998 exclusively in Brazil.
For the Master System? Brazil was a little behind the times.
Brazil always has been. They have, like, weird things that where they make games almost specifically for Brazilian release years at like PlayStation or like Sega games were still coming out for Brazil up until like not too long or
yeah,
like
yeah.
Sega's were still being sold, like FIFA games were still being made for like PS2 in Brazil up until like a few years ago.
Oh wow. For PS2.
Yeah.
Well, FIFA, that makes sense. Brazil is,
because they love
huge
soccer and
soccer
stuff.
Soccer country.
But
yeah,
there's weird things with Brazil and video games. Like, and then you're right. Epic Mickey, Power of Illusion.
But the only reason they decided
by Dream Rift was released in 2012 for
2012.
The 3DS.
For 3DS. Okay.
And serves as a spiritual successor to Castle of Illusion.
But it is considered the fourth sequel is what I read.
I
probably read a different thing than you read.
It's something,
but.
Yeah. In it, Mizrabel from Castle of Illusion returns as the main villain, but yep. redesigned to resemble Maleficent.
Right. Also, a little fact. I just want to throw this in there. It was also going to be one of my three questions, but it didn't really have to do with this particular game. In Land of Illusion, there is a boss, actually, it might be the main enemy, who is actually Merlin. I think Merlin is his name from the DuckTales movie.
He's the main wizard.
Or
guy,
is it Merlin? Yeah, he's the.
I know who you're talking.
The main bad guy wizard guy. He's like he looks like Pete the dog from Goofy. But it's a different character. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, he is in Land of Illusion, but he's only called the Evil Magician. He's not given an actual name like he has in DuckTales, the movie. But anyway, little fact. Drake,
but yeah, I give this game a solid 4 out of 5.
I also do. This
game
is fucking great.
It's
Go
great.
Out and play Castle
Graphically
Illusion.
It looks great. The music is awesome. It controls great.
Great.
The bouncing
hop
mechanic.
And bop. I love hop and bop.
Yeah, once you figure it out and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not.
But
not
you
difficult.
Do what you really have to keep in mind while
wanna,
playing
you,
it is
you, wanna,
you hop and you bop.
You want to press it almost
every time
you jump,
just
in case.
As soon as you jump, press it again because then you'll be bopping.
Yeah.
But did we test if you bop?
I was just thinking that
if you bop on the before the apex of your jump.
I was just thinking that too.
What happens?
Let me just try it real quick.
Yeah. Oh, did it start us
at the beginning?
Oh, it did. Okay.
Going through that.
I see. Okay.
So yeah, I want to try pressing it like immediately.
Yeah. Oh, you don't jump as high. You short hop.
You do short hop.
Okay, that's my Smash terms coming out there. But you short hop if you hop and bop right away. So basically, you don't want to hop. You want to hop, bop. You want to wait a beat and then bop.
Wait a beat.
Or at the apex of your jump, you want to bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, really, it is in the long run going to be a bit about memorization and stuff, but it's not too, it's mostly just knowing where the bats are.
Yeah.
Is the trick.
That's the real trick.
But the guys on the ground and stuff are fine. It's when sometimes you jump and all of a sudden you couldn't see above the screen and now there's a bat
there's
flying
a bat there,
and it
there's
hits
nothing
you
can do.
And there's nothing you can do without.
So, but then you know that that's going to be there next time, you know?
Right.
So I don't know.
But it's not a huge deal breaker. Whereas sometimes games are brutal and unforgiving in some other difficulties with things, but this is not one of them.
No,
this is totally doable.
This is a quality game. This is a quality game.
I think with a little practice, obviously every game from this time, no one's gonna beat the game in their first playthrough ever. Like, I mean, I've played these games before, but it's been a very long time.
And no, it'll take you a little bit, but it's, you know, memorization and figuring it out. I don't know. This game feels doable, though. This game is
totally fun.
This game, and it looks great, and it sounds great. This is just an overall really 100%. Great game.
It's a good game. Yep. Everyone should play this game.
Yep. Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse on the Sega Genesis, or Mega Drive if you're in Europe. Let's see.
Want to know what other people thought of this game.
What did other people think of this game?
They thought pretty highly of it, it seems. Yeah, none of these publications are really things are publications I know of.
What's like the Metacritic score, though? Or maybe that's not on there.
Unavailable.
Unavailable.
At least not on, it's not on here. Let's see. I know there was something
here. You
set
keep
up higher. Yeah, if you look at that.
I'll
I mean, it
up.
Said Castle of Illusion was very well received by critics, especially the original 16-bit version.
Which is, that's the Genesis.
That's what we're playing. So, I mean, it scored on, the, you know, like Megatech scored it a 93%.
Megatech.
Mean Machines a 95%. Okay. Arcade County 90%.
What are these?
So
places?
I don't know what any of these publications are. But at the time of the game's release, Mean Machines gave the Sega Mega Drive / Genesis version a positive review of 95%. Specifically praising the game's graphics and playability. Mega placed it at 21st spot in their 1992 list of top Sega Genesis games of all time. According to GameSpot in 2010, so this is much later, and GameSpot is somebody I know. It wasn't just the levels that made this game so good. The music, the controls, and Mickey's superb animation all contributed to one of the very best Disney games that would heavily influence all those to follow.
Yeah, it really feels like you're playing a cartoon, which is very cool. Like, that was hard to achieve at the time, and they really did well with this game. Yeah.
Yeah, Entertainment Weekly picked the game as the number 19 greatest game available in 1991.
I think that's right. It's got to be. Number 19 greatest game. What do you think 18 was?
They said it's a superbly animated Mickey bops through three. Bops through three different worlds. The Enchanted Forest, Toyland, and Desert Factory. There's more levels than that, though.
Maybe they were playing on easy mode.
they might have. They're like, it's only three levels.
It's only three levels. It's just super easy. Oh, yeah.
Great game.
Great game.
Go out and play it if you can.
Indeed. Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Castle of Illusion, could they do that?
They sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, especially in these crazy isolating times. If you guys just need to talk to someone, send us a message, you know, and let us know you're okay. You know, we want to know that. I don't know. This is a really weird time.
It is. These are strange days, man.
These are strange days. And
I don't know what's going on.
Nobody does.
It's fucking batshit crazy.
We just want everybody to be okay. We're still going to keep doing our show.
Yeah.
Because
even if we're not allowed to, you know, go out in the world, we'll do it over Skype or whatever.
Right. And check in. We want to hear from you, Revelers, you know? We would just want to make sure you're okay.
What the fuck else are you doing?
And what the fuck else you got to do? Exactly.
Might as well just listen to podcasts all day and play video games. I mean, you know, if you're working from home, you know, do your work.
But. Well, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been working from home. It's just the problem is not being at work. There's not really 8 hours of work to do a day, you know? Like, there is
especially
work to do.
Especially because right now there's not shows going on.
There's no show going on. There's no show to plan
for. You're not solving problems of the current show.
I'm budgeting. I just budgeted a bunch of shows for next year, like a bunch. But I think it's all going to change now because we canceled a bunch of shows. So like the shows that we were going to do this year are now going to happen next year. And so the budgets, like I did a bunch of work this week that I think I'm hoping is for the next year, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
It's
so,
a crazy world we're living in.
It is
in,
a crazy
man.
World. And Revelers, we just hope you're staying safe out there.
We're going to figure it all out. Everyone's going to be okay.
Everyone's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We'll get through this together. Be kind to one another. We love you.
Yeah.
Revelers, thanks for listening. People. Yep. Have patience. Only go out to get what you need. I don't know if we should be together right now.
No,
I really
we're
don't.
Fine.
I know, but it's so weird. It's just like I've been by myself for a week.
Oh, I know.
And now I have a friend over, and I'm
gotta,
like, oh my God, this is the greatest.
Still, like, you can't.
Can't stop your life.
Yeah.
You can't stop your life because of this. I also, Ring Fit Adventure for Switch. It's been sold out everywhere.
I want it.
However, I will say a nice alternative, and I have not got it yet, but I'm about to buy it. It's on sale. I don't know if it'll be on sale by the time this comes out. I think it still will. Just Dance 2020. It's on sale for 50% off right now on the Switch. It honestly is a really good workout.
I want Ring Fit.
I also want Ring Fit, but
I wanted to buy it right when it came out, and I should have.
I know. I actually saw it at Target once. It was right there on the shelf, and I was like, I should get this. But then you look at the thing, and it's $80.
I know. That's
why
I was like, oh, should I buy this? And then I was like, no. Like, I'm in school. I have no income. I'm just paying a bunch of shit.
Right.
I just go to the – I already pay for a gym membership, so I'll just do that. And now
– then you can't go to the gym.
Can't go to the gym. My gym's closed.
But Just Dance
is
also –
not that I would go anyways.
So I'm going to give a shout-out to my good buddy Hector – Jurek knows him. Tor. Tor probably doesn't listen to this podcast,
no.
But he is a big gym rat now, and he was a big guy. But he started his fitness journey, and now he's much smaller. He's actually lost much weight. He looks great.
How much weight?
Like when we're talking big guy, we mean big guy here, Revelers.
We're talking he's lost probably well over 100 pounds.
Oh, well over. I would say maybe even 200. Like, he's lost a lot of pounds. But anyway, he started his fitness journey by doing Just Dance on the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
He that was his workout. He would do Just Dance. And this was like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now. But he would do Just Dance. Yeah. And I got
Dance Dance Revolution for the Wii
to
work out.
Oh,
I don't have it anymore.
Do you have the pad for it?
No.
Oh, okay.
When I moved in with Abby, I got rid of, my Wii Fit board and the Dance Dance Revolution pad.
Right.
Now I wish I had them.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
But I'm just saying, Just Dance 2020, it's on sale, or at least it is as of this recording. But it's a good alternative.
Maybe I should look into that.
Yeah, it actually is a good workout. It really gets
you. I have 4 Joy-Cons. I assume that means me and Abby can play together.
I think, I don't even know if you need 4. For the Wii, all you need is just one. Yeah, so I don't know. Although the motion controls on the Switch are much better than the Wii. So I don't know. Well, I don't know how it works, but I think I'm going to get it because I need something to do.
I know.
I'm going stir crazy.
Need something to do physical.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still go out and go for walks and stuff.
I know. I just, like, honestly, I am kind of scared right now. I'm just
going to
be honest.
You're out walking around. You're not touching anything.
I know.
You're not touching people. Like, if you see someone, you know, cross the street.
I know. And, like, it was cool today. Like, I went to the grocery store today. And, like, on my way from my apartment, because I don't park very close to my apartment, you know, because of, I don't have off-street parking, but... So I was walking to my car, which I honestly couldn't remember where it was because it was a week ago. Yeah. But I was walking to my car and there was another guy across the street, and it was a guy I didn't know. And he had a bag of groceries in his hand, 'cause I think he just came from the Wedge, which is just down the road. And he like looked at me and he kind of looked away really quick, but then he looked back. And when he looked back, I just gave him a little like a wave, like, hey guy, how are you? You know, like, I don't want to come near you, but
I don't want to touch
hello.
You or anything.
Like, I hope you're okay right now. I don't know. These are such weird times.
This is literally like the weird. This is,
it feels like a movie that is not turning out
like
a movie.
Weirder even than, you know, like 9/11.
It does. I mean,
because
it is.
It's affecting more people and it's just everywhere. And it's like, you can't, people are just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy times.
It is.
Everyone
anyway,
just, you know, stay
just
safe out
stay
there.
Stay safe. And
it's like, I'm not even worried. Like, if I were to get sick, I'm not really scared of the disease itself, the virus.
I'm young and healthy.
I'm
so
afraid,
though, of
how it's affecting the world in general and, like, the people rioting or going crazy.
I don't think the looting won't start yet. It might start in about a month or two, but we'll see.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, this is crazy time. So just stay safe out there, Revelers. Please. And check in. We want to hear from you just to know you're okay. You know? I think that's about it.
Yeah.
On that nice note.
On that nice note.
Anyway, have a good week here,
yes,
Revelers.
Everybody, you know, enjoy Animal Crossing or whatever you're
please
playing.
Please do.
You know?
It's so good. Oh, God, it's so good.
And if you, like we've said it before, if you also maybe get in touch with us if you want to play some video games.
Seriously.
We can set up a Discord. We'll get a bunch of us playing, like, fucking Mario Kart or,
yes.
Fuck, I'll play Smash if we get 3 other Revelers to email us.
Who
want to play Smash?
Let's
I will
do
play
it.
Smash.
Yes, let's.
Because I know Tony
it.
Out there.
Tony,
you and Earl play Smash.
We play Smash from time to time. We haven't
but
actually
if
played
we
in
get,
a while.
If we get 2 more people plus Tony, I'll play Smash with you.
Okay.
All. Otherwise, you know, let's play some fucking Mario Kart.
Also,
Tony,
we
let's
can,
play some Mario Kart.
Like we can. Oh, Tony would love to play Mario Kart with us.
Let's
I'll just tell
that.
You that
let's,
much.
Let's try to get in touch
or,
with him.
You
and,
know, Brandon or Greg out there, yeah. Lamont, you know, any Taylor, like any, just anybody, any of our regular Revelers or any Revelers, really. We'd
let's
love
play
to
play some games together.
Let's
guys.
Be social, but be distant. Let's do it, y'all.
Social distancing.
Yeah, I think that's about it for this week. Yep. Stay safe out there, Revelers. Trick, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, quarantine fools.
Game on, quarantine fools.
There's shit going down in the world, man.
And we got to talk about it.
It's going down for real.
It's going down for real. I fucking love that song.